Madison, Wisconsin's Community and Convention Center, Monona Terrace, was first proposed by Frank Lloyd Wright in 1938. But it was 21 years before the project was completed, sadly just weeks after Wright's death. Come along and join Greg McManus, Executive Director, and Fran Puleo, Manager of Community and Public Relations, for insights about Monona Terrace, past and present. Today, Monona Terrace celebrates its 20th anniversary and remains cutting edge with LEED Gold certification.
Monona Terrace has a fascinating and incredible 20th century history with Americana architecture.
It does. It's amazing how long that history has been in place. Wright signed off on the last iteration of this design of this building several weeks before his death in 1957.
Wasn't a blueprint on paper in late 30s?
Yeah, in the late 30s he did his first draft of the facility, and since that time he did 8 different designs, with the last one culminating in 59. This building today, the exterior is very similar to that 59 design, almost identical from the exterior. However, the interior is drastically different because we're now a convention center, not a civic auditorium, I believe, is what his original idea was in the late 50s.
If I'm correct, I think he actually had this design to be city offices, a jail, a basketball court, sort of all-encompassing civic facility.
And there's a real seminal Frank Lloyd Wright Civic Center in California.
That is right, the Marin County Civic Center, yeah. They're near and dear to our hearts as well as another Wright-designed public venue.
But very distinctively different in many respects architectural statement. And the similarities are Frank Lloyd Wrightian, I guess. Site-specific.
Yeah, and our facility, he used that curvilinear theme, so very similar to the Guggenheim. And I haven't been out to Marin County. I'm not either.
Yeah. I've been in San Francisco to see the county facility, but I've not been to Marin County.
Sounds like you guys have to plan another trip.
And we're proud also of Wright's, the organic architecture, and then our being a green facility really plays nicely into that. We're LEED Gold certified as of 2015, and we really feel it's an important aspect of our business to be green, and part of that is the legacy of Wright.
Tell us about that process of getting there, getting gold, green, LEED.
Well, we started in 2007. We felt it was a good blueprint for Wright's philosophies, but it was also a great way to make sure that the building was running as efficiently and effectively as it could.
And in what ways did you enhance and modify and retrofit?
A lot of the lighting was hugely inefficient, and we've changed all that out to be more efficient. We've looked for ways to look at energy usage. We're 100% environmental and wind-powered, so we're one of the only city buildings in Madison that's 100%. A lot of them are other small percentages, but we're 100%. We obviously are concerned about the waste that we generate. We're a big facility. We do a lot of conventions, so I think we got our recycling number up to about 60%, and my dream would be to be 100% totally recycled, and I think that's a goal over the long term. Yeah, and I think all of these things they're consistent with Wright's philosophy, but they're also making sure that we're not having some type of negative impact on the environment in which we reside. So it all sort of culminates in the LEED process.
Let's step back to architecture, because that to me is the overarching thing here. I mean, as we're talking, I can barely keep my eyes focused on you guys because I want to turn around and look at the drama.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have the sweeping views on one side of Lake Monona. We're on an isthmus, so we do have a lake on both sides, but we're closest to Lake Monona. And then on the opposite side of the building is the Capitol, and the Capitol Dome sort of serves as the home base of the facility because Wright chose that curved theme to mimic the dome of the Capitol, and his vision was to connect the lake with the Capitol.
So the lines that we see that we're enveloped in each space are very much what Frank Lloyd Wright had in his mind.
Absolutely, and Tony Putnam, who was one of Wright's proteges and students, is the person who completed the project, 21 years later after Wright's last design. And he paid very careful attention to detail in terms of what he thought Wright would have wanted in completing the project.
Nothing to add to that. I mean, I think you look at everything about this building and see the similarities between this and the Guggenheim or other buildings that he's built, and it's very consistent with it. And I'm very pleased with the interior design because it's so functional as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to a convention center, is you have to have functionality associated with the design and the architecture.
So when you say convention center, that implies beyond the boundaries of town, that people from around the state and the region come here.
That's correct. I mean, we're very, very fortunate. We draw a number of international conventions. And I think part of that has to do with the Frank Lloyd Wright legacy in the city of Madison as a reputable meetings location. But we do 650 events a year, a significant amount that are local, but a number of them are international, national, and regional as well.
And so they, on one level, one percentage, they would seek you out, I'm sure.
I think that's definitely the case. It's not a hard sell. The biggest sell is people who have never been to Madison before, right? Because they pick the destination long before they pick the facility. So I think as Madison has grown, as far as its reputation is concerned, as a meeting destination, Monona Terrace just enhances that.
And is this a civic city nonprofit organization? What's the auspices? How does it operate?
Monona Terrace is actually a department of the city of Madison. It's run by city employees, and it has been that way since we opened in 1997. It's not subcontracted. It's not a management company. It is definitely the way that the city intended it to be, which was they wanted their own people invested in the facility.
And one unique aspect also of our convention center versus a lot of other convention centers is we also have a lot of in-house programs that we present for the public and public amenities. We do over 100 free or low-cost events a year for the public and to make sure that we have public access for everyone.
Give us an example of entree and reaching out to the community.
An example in terms of programming, we have this gorgeous rooftop with sweeping views of the city, and every summer we host 6 concerts that we produce and present for the community, and we'll get anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 people coming out for those. And then also Fridays in August we host Dane Dances with a partnering of organization Dane Dances. Great eclectic community programming. We'll have up to 5,000 people for those concerts on a night, and that's completely free.
That financial barrier, so that's not there.
Yeah, and we're lucky to have some great community partners that help us bring in great bands for that programming. So it's really a community function.
Well, I think it sounds like we're out of time.
Well, that's unfortunate, but
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, for further information, visit MononaTerrace.com. Our number is also 608-261-4000. And again, I'm Fran Paleo, Community Relations Manager at Monona Terrace.
And I'm Greg McManners, the Executive Director. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys. What a delightful morning. What a great way to start a day.
Thank you. We're glad you're here.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Wisconsin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.